USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker tells the House Judiciary Committee he made no promises to the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
Committee Democrats hounded Whitaker. New York's Hakeem Jeffries questioned his abilities.
We're all trying to figure out, who are you, where did you come from, and how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?
Congressional bargainers continued their effort toward a border security deal amid indications the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan deal that would give President Trump much less money than he wants for a border wall. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
He does want a border wall. He does want border security. He wants to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A hearing on Capitol Hill has at least one GOP congressman up in arms, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The House hearing for Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker erupted in fireworks Friday as the Republican Congressman Doug Collins called the entire hearing a worthless dog and pony show.
This is not a confirmation hearing. This is a Department of Justice oversight hearing. Supposedly, I'm sorry. Back to theatrics again, the curtain opened up and we found out what was really going on. No, we want to damage the president. We want to talk about your private conversations. We want to talk about what you did and why the president, a most amazing quote I just heard a moment ago. We want to know why the president may have put you there for what he got. That's offensive. When we look forward into this hearing today, it's time on this one, if this is the way we're going to go, then we'll have plenty of stunts. We're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this is becoming. It's becoming a show.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With an update on El Chapo's trial, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The jury, having spent 4 days deliberating since getting the case but given Friday off from deliberations, after combing through testimony from more than 55 witnesses, the deliberations will resume on Monday in Brooklyn in the federal trial of the reputed Mexican drug kingpin. Joaquin Guzman on trial for drug conspiracy and money laundering and facing life behind bars if convicted, charged with smuggling at least 200 tons of cocaine into the United States while allegedly running Mexico's biggest drug cartel. But he denies all the charges.
The president's daughter is upset over an art exhibit. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ivanka Trump is responding to a D.C. art exhibit called Ivanka Vacuuming, which has a 16-year-old lookalike in a dress and heels vacuuming up breadcrumbs from viewers who are encouraged to throw them on the floor. Speaking to ABC News, the president's daughter revealed what bothered her the most about the exhibit.
Well, I think it's a very sexist representation of a woman. But what bothered me about this image is that they hired a 16-year-old girl. I don't know what her situation is, but they hired this model to stand there and have crumbs thrown at her for 2 hours a day for a couple of months.
Ivanka Trump, apparently feeling attacked, responded to the piece on Twitter, writing, "Women can choose to knock each other down or build each other up."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.